Good afternoon, everyone. I call this meeting of the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee to order for the record. It's 1:30 p.m. on Wednesday, March 25th, 2020. We're in the Belts Room of the Thomas Stewart Building. Excuse me. Present today are Senators Gray Jackson, Senator Rivack, Senator Bishop. We do have a quorum. Senator Costello's watching via whatever, Skype, Zoom, whatever them things
I'm
are.
I know nothing phone. About.
And Senator Stevens is in another meeting as we're all busy rapidly trying to wind up our business and get back home to our loved ones. So, with that being said, Miss Nancy Hemingway is here today on our Senate records. Good afternoon, ma'am. And Carson Walters is here. Good afternoon. Cody Grusendorf from my office. Take a brief at ease. Confirmation hearings first, and then the HB 232 municipal tax credits. So, those of you that are waiting online that can hear us, we're going to go through the protocol for presenting to the committee. Please place your name and record affiliation on the record. Give the committee a brief introduction of who you are. Tell us why you want to serve on the board or commission. The committee could have questions. After we're finished with all confirmations for the day, we will advance your names to a joint session. Laura Patton, Board of Professional Counselors, is up first. If I mispronounced your last name, I apologize. Laura?
No, sir, you did not.
Thank you. Floor is yours. And Senator Stevens has joined us from his other meeting.
I'm at LPC and LMSG, and I have been practicing since 1998, and I've lived in Alaska since 2004 and been in private practice since 2004. I would like to serve on the board simply because I've served on the AKMFT board on the professional side. Serving at that angle, and I'm interested in serving in the government area just because I like to see how I can serve my community and my state from the board perspective, from how we issue licenses and how we make, how we make changes from this perspective on a broader perspective for all LPCs. I've been mostly involved with the MFTs, but I'm interested in being involved with the LPCs at this point. I've been in the profession for a very long time in supervisory roles, as well as a clinician. So I'm just interested in giving back to my community at this point in time.
Thank you very much. Do we have questions from committee members? Seeing none, thank you for calling in. Next, we'll go to Kristen. Board of Massage Therapist, are you with us, Kristen?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, go ahead and put your name on the record and tell us why you'd like to serve.
My name is Kristen Try. I'm a massage therapist. I have been in practice since May of 2016. I would like to serve on the board because I would like to help impact my profession on a higher level and help serve I wasn't really prepared for this. Help serve my community. We're a new board in the last 4 years, and I feel that we've got a lot of growth to do, and I can do a good job serving that and helping get laws and things passed, and yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Questions from committee members? Seeing none, we're going to go next. Thank you to Patty Burley, Labor Relations Agency. Patty, could you put your name on the record, please?
Yes, sir. My name is Patty Burley.
Thank
you. Good, you ladies sounded very impressive. Truth is, I hadn't thought about it till a friend asked me to run and was kind of taken by surprise, but I had the privilege of appearing before the Labor Relations Agency with some very hard shoes that were there before, Mark Torgensen, and I was very impressed by how he handled it. Frankly, you could be management or you could be public or you could be any side, but if it's not done right, you could lose even if you win, because you'd lose the employees or you'd lose the management or you'd lose the workforce. And that's really what awed me about the Labor Relations Agency, is how well they do that fine dance of making sure that even when a party loses, you don't lose the workforce. And with that sort of awe of how they operate, I feel it would be an honor to work on a commission such as that.
Any questions? I've got one if my committee members don't. I'm looking at your legal employment resume, and it's you definitely have experience, and I like your urban rural experience. As somebody that worked with Mark Torgensen myself, he ran a good ALRA, ran a good shop, and I just got one question. Because I noticed you're in the management position.
Yes, sir.
And can you assure me that we'll treat everybody fairly and the employees just as important as the employer, because the two are joined at the hip?
Yes, sir. I feel that you have to be fair, because just if management wins or the employees win, you can't win to the extent that you lose the employees. They are the backbone of any business.
Thank you for that answer. Any questions, committee members? Seeing none, thank you for calling in. Last, we're going to go to Wendy Lawrence with the Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers.
Good afternoon, Board. My name is Wendy Lawrence. I'm a certified residential real estate appraiser, and I've been serving on the board for a few years now, and I keep creating appointment. I started out as an initial appraiser. I've got over 20 years of experience in real estate. As a matter of fact, as an appraiser, realtor, and now property manager. Started out in insurance appraising, then I went into government side work and mass appraisal appraising. And then worked in
Wendy, can you hang on a second, please, Ms. Lawrence? Can we have her try to call back in, because we're not able to hear her audibly? I apologize, Ms. Lawrence.
Let me just move up to another spot. Hold on a second. I'll go outside. Can you hear me better now?
Can we hear you better? Yeah, just slow down a little bit, and I know you're probably sheltering in place and following the protocol, et cetera, et cetera, and I understand that. We're just having a little trouble hearing you, but if you just slow down, we'll get through this.
Sure. Okay, just so it's on the record, my name is Wendy Morris. I'm a certified residential real estate appraiser. I've got 20 years' experience in real estate. In real estate sales, real estate appraising, and property management. I started out as an insurance appraiser, and then I moved into mass appraisal, which is government work, as an assessor in a small town. And then I was also the assistant state assessor. I worked under Steve Vincent, working with the legislature on taxation law. And then I was also the property, petroleum property assistant assessor under Jim Greeley. So I have quite a bit of experience on the government side, as well as fee appraising now in private practice, and I'd like to apply all of that experience to my peers and my profession. And there's so much changing and happening in the profession currently, even to this at this moment, that I'd like to stay on top of that and provide the expertise that I can for my peers and for the government.
Okay.
And thank you for your consideration.
Well, we got that loud and clear for consideration. We're a friendly committee. Don't take anything I say to heart. But I'd like to. I'm looking at your. You're an Aggie, so you can't be all bad.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Everywhere.
Anyway, all right. Any questions from committee members? Seeing none. Senator Costello, did you have any questions? And I apologize for not.
Senator Bishop, thank you. I just wanted to mention that I'm always so impressed by the scores of Alaskans who step up to serve on the boards and commissions, and just wanted to say thank you to those that we heard today, and everyone sounded very passionate about their public service, and so I just appreciate their willingness to serve the state.
Thank you for your comment, Senator Costello, and we wish you were here with us. With that, in accordance with AS 3905080, the Labor and Commerce Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointments be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Board of Massage Therapist, Kristen Chry. Labor Relations, Patty Burley. Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers, Wendy Lawrence. Board of Professional Counselors, Laura Patton. This does not reflect an endorsement by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individual during any further sessions. Brief at ease while we sign the document. Record, this is House Bill 232, Tax Credits. This is the first hearing of the bill. It's my intent that this is the only hearing of the bill. If this the committee's wishes after we're done and there's nobody after we consult, I'd like to ask what the will of the committee is. Rep. Hopkins and your staff, Joe Hardenbrook is online, I believe, and please present yourself, introduce yourself for the record, and present the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, my name is Representative Grier Hopkins, House District 4, North Fairbanks. Mr. Chair, when we introduced this bill, House Bill 232, earlier in session, it was a good, smart, and broadly supported piece of legislation. The Senate side bill was the House Labor and House Community Regional Affairs legislation, Senate Bill 175, and they were identical at the time. The only changes have been through the House committee process. The idea for House Bill 232 came from the Fairbanks North Star Borough to help stimulate construction, both residential and commercial, and help Fairbanks solve its air quality problem before the 2029 target date set by DEC, while also making our fledgling natural gas utility more economic for new customer hookups. Many bills that offer property tax credits sound good, but then when you start listening to them and digging into them, they end up hurting municipalities by reducing revenue or passing the dollar and the revenue buck off to other property taxpayers. Not this bill, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. This bill does not mandate any action. It doesn't require municipalities to set their property tax credits or mill rates in any way, shape, or form. In making both the energy efficiency and air quality tax credits unstructured, we are allowing municipalities the flexibility to craft these credits how it will best serve their local economy, trying to solve the local issues at the local level and with local government. Again, there are no mandated actions for municipalities in this bill at all. We also did not set any floor or ceiling for how much those property tax credits could be for or how long they can last. We made them multiple years as well. We can make them available to be multiple years. During the committee process, we even expanded them for retrofits, remodels, and refurbishments, as well as new construction. And we expanded the air quality improvements to any type of air quality issue, not just the PM2.5 problem in Fairbanks. HB 232, again, does not mandate any action by a municipality, and it tries to give them the leeway they need to solve their local problem. There are no unfunded mandates, loopholes, or hidden costs. And as one representative termed it in the committee process in the House, this is a no-harm bill. It simply gives them the ability and the tools they need to implement these tax credits. There's also a zero fiscal note, as you'll see in your packet. The necessity for this bill is that some classes of municipalities cannot introduce or put forward property tax credits unless they have statutory authority. So we wanted to make sure that all the municipalities who need it have this option on their plate. By allowing local flexibility to solve local problems, this bill has garnered the support of the Alaska Municipal League, the Alaska Miners Association, the Alaska State Home Builders Association, the Usability Coal Mine and Aurora Energy, the Fairbanks North Star Borough, the Interior Gas Utility, and the Cold Climate Housing Research Center. Mr. Chair, this bill was a good idea when we initially introduced it at the beginning of session, but I look at this bill as even more important today in our economic situation that we're dealing with and looking forward for what might be able to have for new construction. I envision local governments working to implement these tax credits and helping put our small construction businesses back to work as this crisis begins to pass. Remember, folks can order just about anything online and have it delivered to their house, but you cannot order an electrician from Amazon, and you cannot get a local contractor on eBay. These tax credits will be another tool for our local governments to use as they incentivize Alaskans to keep their dollars local as our economy recovers, making the circulation of dollars more impactful and more successful in helping as many small businesses and homeowners as possible. This, I think I forgot to say earlier, this tax credit would be available for both commercial and residential construction, so we've left that option on the table as well. New buildings with lower costs because of this bill, structured in ways that do not impact the revenue stream of a cash-strapped municipality. It helps the banks keep money moving. It helps keep dollars local in the local economy. And if we can cut red tape now to incentivize this new construction and improvements that don't cost our state or municipality any money, that's a good opportunity, and that's why we're moving to House Bill 232 today. Online, we have a representative from the Alaska Home Builders, Aaron Welcherlin, and the Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Bryce Ward to speak on behalf of AML and as well as behalf of the Fairbanks North Star Borough. And as you said, Mr. Chair, my staff, Joe Hardenbrook, is on the phone if I need somebody smarter than me to be able to answer any questions. And that's my introduction.
Thank you. You want to give us a brief sectional?
Oh, certainly. There are two sections to the bill, so it's exceedingly complicated. The first section of the bill, as I flip to the right page, the first section of the bill deals with air quality improvements, making them single or multiple year, and it allows for the construction, new construction, refurbishments, remodels, renovations that add air quality improvements in the municipality. That municipality has the authority to set that criteria how they want. The second section of the bill is the energy efficiency tax credits. Again, same sort of thing, single or multiple year for energy efficiency tax credits, and it would be for the immediately preceding years what they would be able to set those credits for, and then years going forward. Same sort of thing, new construction, refurbishments, remodels, and renovations. Those are the only two sections of the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Questions from committee members to Representative Hopkins. Senator Stevens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thanks for the bill. I guess I need to understand what the necessity is. It would seem to me, and I have this wrong, but it seemed to me that this is a local tax, a property tax that the municipalities implement. I would question, it seems to me that they have the right to do what they want with the property tax and giving credits, but maybe I have that wrong. Now, you mentioned that some communities don't have that ability. So could you help me understand that?
Certainly, Senator Stevens, through the chair. For example, the Fairbanks North Star Borough does not have the authority to be able to implement these tax credits. First class and home rule do, but the second class boroughs do not. And so the Fairbanks North Star Borough needed this authority to be in statute for them to be able to implement these tax credits, and that's where the idea originated. And it would be exceedingly helpful for our local interior gas utility as we move forward this spring with turning on the spigot of that gas.
Well, thank you. That makes sense. So first-class home rule cities do have that ability. They could do that at any time at their own volition, but a second-class city does not at this time.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And we're going to hear from Mayor Ward from the Fairbanks North Star Borough, and I would ask Mr. Ward to reiterate that again on the record, please, when we get to that point. Other questions to Representative Hopkins on this big two-section bill?
Sure. Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll just say that I really like the intent of this bill. I think it incentivizes folks to do good things that in the long run will save them money. It appears as though it doesn't cost anything to the state, and it ultimately will take care of an energy issue. So I appreciate the intent of this bill. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for those comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No, I just want to say thank you very much for bringing this forward, and the municipality of Anchorage can do it without this, but I'm glad that we're going to enable other communities to be able to do this. So thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I think I can go to questions now. Our and comment. We're going to go to on to Brittany Smart in Fairbanks from the mayor's office. Ms. Mayor Ward is not available at this time. I did talk to him last night. So Brittany Smart, Ms. Smart, can you hear us?
Sure. Yes, sir.
Could you?
My name is Brittany Smart, special assistant to Mayor Ward at the Fairbanks North Star Borough. Thank you for considering this bill. And yes, to clarify, this bill is simply giving us the authority in order to establish programs to issue these tax credits. We feel it would not only incentivize our community, but help us address our high energy costs as we incentivize energy efficiency construction methods, as well as helping address our air quality non-attainment issue as we provide an additional incentive for air quality projects that will help reduce our air quality in our community. So thank you very much for your consideration of this, and we look forward to your support.
Ms. Smart, I got a question for you, one question from myself. And so if this bill became law, the North Star Borough Assembly would have to, would they have to negotiate that credit and pass it at the assembly level, what that credit would be?
Correct. The intent is for the administration to put together a potential package for the assembly for consideration. But ultimately, yes, the assembly would be the ones that would have to authorize that tax credit program.
Thank you. Okay. Senator Stevens.
Well, I think I understand that. But I just want to make sure. Don't you already have the authority to make exceptions to who you tax? Is that a possibility as well to make exceptions?
So I believe that is limited in scope, and we need this legislative change in order to do the tax credit program that we are proposing.
Thank you.
Okay. Good. All right, Ms. Smart, tell Mr. Ward where our thoughts are for his swift recovery and 100% recovery.
Thank you so much, sir. Yeah. And thank you for your work there in Juneau. Stay safe.
You're welcome. Let's see. We're going to go to Aaron Welterlin, Alaska State Home Building Association. Mr. Welterlin.
Hey, members of the committee, Mr. Chair, how are you?
Excellent.
Hey, thank you for your time today. I'll just go ahead and keep this short and sweet. We appreciate you guys hearing this bill. We, as members of the Alaska State Home Building Association, as well as the Interior Alaska Building Association, are fully supportive of this. Mayor Ward and I had spoken about it numerous times over the year. We believe it can incentivize construction because it can put some power back in the hands of builders and developers who have very high costs to build. We have very low appraisals up here. We believe that the possibility of some tax credits gives some opportunity as certain projects be able to be built. You know, with these uncertain economic and other issues that we're currently dealing with, I look at this now as more than anything, it gives us some hope of the ability to have a quicker recovery when all this is over. And I think hope is an important thing right now, as corny as it sounds. And I think that's about all I have to say about it.
Mr. Welterlin, hey, this is Click. Don't go nowhere yet. So you and I have been talking about an issue since the 2008 economic recession, and then hence the $500 billion TARP bailout, and then the change in banking laws, and you explained to me how the credit from banks had been tightened up, and you remember those conversations we used to have on lending to builders.
Absolutely.
Okay. In this bill, I read this the bill that hasn't passed, but it's ready to pass with House concurrence. You want to dig into that bill? Because I read in there where there is 1,600 pages of fine print, and then there's more fine print. So with that being said, the piece that really intrigued me was the bankers asked the government to release them to, because they have lots of cash, that they're liquid, and they want to be able to get it out faster. So I don't know what the fine print is on that, but they did get that in the bill. So I know I wanted to pass that along to you to flag that and look for that and press that and pass that along to the association.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Chair. We have paid attention to that, and I'm very curious as to what it could do for us. You know, we'd like a strong, robust housing market. It's good for Alaska. It's good for Fairbanks. It's good for the people who buy the houses. And, of course, it's good for the builders in general. So we'd love to have a strong, robust market.
All right. Well, thank you, and you guys dig out of the big snowstorm up there.
We shall. It's a doozy. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Welterman. Representative Hopkins, I looked at the letters of support in here. You read through them. Those are all very well done and a great cross-section of the interior from the mayor's office to Ustabelli Coal Mine and Aurora Energy and others. Have you had any negative testimony in the other committee as you were working this bill?
Mr. Chairman, no, we have not. There has been the initial concern about moving tax credit bills that mandate action and mandate tax credits that reduces the municipality's revenue streams or passes the buck, like I was talking about before. But because this bill does not do that, once that's understood, there has been zero opposition so far. And while there's not letters of support in here, when I have been meeting with various economic constituencies before the outbreak of the virus when they would come down here, there was interest from various chambers of commerce and various the Hospitality Industry Association, not CHAR, but the Hospitality Industry Association was intrigued by it because of new construction, improvements to their businesses, things like that, just opportunities for them to find ways to decrease their tax load while improving their construction and efficiency.
So let me sum this up for the committee, and if I miss anything, I want you to jump in.
Yes, sir.
And if I miss it and you miss it, then Hardenbrook can get it right. This is a May. Because it's a second-class borough, they need the statutory authority. It's a May. It has to go before the assembly, the package, and be passed by the assembly. Is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Chair, yes it is.
Thank you.
Okay. So far, so good.
Okay, questions? And it costs the state treasury how much?
A whole $0, Mr. Chairman.
$0. Okay. Any questions? All right. What's the will of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 232, version 31-LS1355-E from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Seeing no objection, HB 232 moves from committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
This concludes our meeting for today. Thank you for that presentation. Thanks for everybody coming in today on quick notice. I apologize for that, but we're in unprecedented times, and as Alaskans, we can move on a dime and shoulder up to the job. So with that being said, we're adjourned at 2:05, 2 o'clock.